join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
When you hear the city name Annapolis, what immediately comes to mind? Well, as we return from that break, we're going to move on from email's last segment with Destination Spotlight number 88 in our ongoing series. The capital city of our seventh state that was admitted to the Union back in 1788, well, it's going to take center stage for the next 6 minutes of the show. And here's a quick word about our exclusive Destination Spotlight sponsor, Travel Pro Luggage.
Whether you're headed to the ski slope, somewhere warm, a business trip, or another type of getaway, the team at Travel Pro joins us in saying it's time to get away. And we all want you to travel with the best, and to help make that happen, right now listeners of our show are going to get 15% off site-wide.
Mary and I are always on the move with their Platinum Elite collection, both for our personal needs and show equipment. Rudy uses the Max Light luggage as he likes its ultra-lightweight styling, and what we appreciate most is that they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties. So go get your new luggage at TravelPro.com, save 15%, or find a link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
Kristen Peronis is the executive director of Visit Annapolis, and since she's ready to go on that show hotline, off to Maryland we go to connect with her now.
Greetings, Kristen. Thanks for joining Mary and me and all of our listeners around the country this morning as we talk Annapolis.
Well, thanks for having me today. It's great to be here.
Nice to have you with us, especially it's a snowy weekend here in New York. But, all right, listen, besides being the capital of Maryland and all the government activities that go on in your city, I'd say most people immediately associate Annapolis with the Navy, since you're the home of the U.S. Naval Academy. I was raised near West Point, so I know how raucous those football games can be. But similar to Newport, Rhode Island, we've always enjoyed the boating activity in your area, Kristen. So I want to start there. If you enjoy a maritime lifestyle, I'd say Annapolis pretty much has you covered A to Z. Would you agree?
I completely agree. The water is probably our biggest draw.
Yeah, just all that there is to do there, from all types of boating. And where, you know, is there anything you like to do on the water?
Well, honestly, I think what's really special about Annapolis and the Naval Academy is just how water-oriented it is. And it's not just about looking at it. It's about experiencing that. So we have so many opportunities to get out on the water. You can get out on small boats, on paddle boards, all sorts of different things. And, of course, we have the iconic Wednesday night races in the summer that a lot of people are drawn to Annapolis for.
Yeah, that's popular. Kristen, Robert and I have enjoyed a number of trips to the eastern shore of Maryland. And what I think is really important for our listeners around the country to know, if they haven't been to Annapolis, is Annapolis is not Baltimore. It's not a knock to Baltimore. But what I mean by that is Annapolis has a lot of the amenities that you're going to find in a larger city, great restaurant scene, lots of places to stay. But it's quaint. It has a really quaint, charming, small town feel of a smaller community. So I'm really curious to know what you enjoy about living there.
That's pretty interesting. I think Annapolis is really known as a museum without walls. And I think that that's exciting because we're so steeped in our history. Robert already mentioned the Naval Academy, and that's been here since 1845. Mm. But this city is not stuck in that history like a lot of other historic towns. We are really moving forward. And so I think here the community and the people and definitely our attractions are really energized by pushing boundaries, and they push beyond what people assume a historic town is going to be. So while we do have the Academy and we have the historic Annapolis properties and experience, our destination celebrates that tradition, but it also really charts our course and our future intentionally. So I think it just has a lot to offer. You mentioned Baltimore, and one of the things that's great about Anne Arundel County in particular is our proximity to those bigger cities like Baltimore, D.C., and even Philadelphia is not too far of a drive. Mm-hmm. So you can use this as a hub around the BWI area, right, and then travel out from there.
And make an extended vacation out of it. Yeah, good point.
Exactly.
And, you know, anytime we're in the area, of course, we always have to have some delicious Maryland crab.
That's a must.
Yeah, that is. You don't have to look far to find it. And it's not going to be long, Kristen. You did mention the races in the summer, but it's not going to be long before spring is here. And then, of course, the summer travel season. Do you have a favorite time to visit the area? And is there anything else that you think our show fans, like a big event, should come experience?
Gosh, there's so many. We are really in an event-driven city, and summer is packed full of festivals and events, but I think the fall is the best time to come here. The boat shows are here, Navy football is back, mm-hmm, and it's funny enough, it's the best time to get crabs. They're just about to go hibernate, so right, they're really big, really full, and there's not a lot of competition for them. So my favorite is the fall, so I'd welcome everyone to come every time of year, but fall is the best.
All right, so there we go. And I agree with you on the crab that time of year. I'll also share, you know, folks, in Annapolis, it's a thriving arts scene. If you haven't been there, I mean, I'm thinking right now about the live arts with the symphony orchestra, the opera, the the ballet theater, the classic theater, all of that. But what we always like to ask everybody, Kristen, when they're on the Destination Spotlight series of the show with us, is this. Really, we want you to give us something surprising or maybe an interesting fact about the area that you think will connect with our listeners and entice them to come visit.
So I do have to agree with you that our commitment to art in this area and the accessibility of artists is really key. And I think that the art in public places with the murals and the sculptures we have are pretty amazing. But I think what might entice people in a very different way, and it's something that I've really learned and experienced firsthand recently, and it sounds kind of crazy, but it is such a dog-friendly town. I mean, from the outdoor trails, dog beaches, we have tons of places for dogs to go. Even our visitor center has a mascot, and dogs are welcome there. So it's a really fun place to go and bring your whole family and your dog.
You know, this is the 88th Destination Spotlight we've done, Mary, and that's the first time somebody has
that
said
dog-friendly. Yeah.
So, Kristen, there we are. You have that. Folks, if you want to get more information, maybe you want to plan your own trip, bring your dog. Actually, go do whatever you want in Annapolis. There's a lot to do there. VisitAnnapolis.org will get you to the website, VisitAnnapolis.org. Have a great weekend, Kristen.
Thank you. You too.
Kristen enjoyed that. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Mary, there we are. So we could enjoy Annapolis right now.
Annapolis is such a great area.
Exactly. Folks, as we cruise towards 11 a.m. Eastern time, that's it for hour one of the program this week in Destination Spotlight number 88. You can find them all, by the way, on the homepage of our website. After these messages, we're going to be back with hour two. Show friend Richard Abalafia will help us kick it off as we talk all things aviation. We still have the personal connection, right stuff, a lot more to come your way. Keep your radios tuned in, and don't forget, you can catch us live or anytime at rmworldtravel.com.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.